The techniques we talked about in the last video might sound quite simple, but this is some of the most powerful stuff you will perhaps ever learn. This is all about being more aware of your own mind and, once again, taking control of that in order to change the way that you want to think and feel. You can use CBT to overcome any phobia or any problem. If you're afraid of heights, assess why and then start to address those fears and to reprogram the way that you think about them. Likewise, if you find that you're not great at meeting women or men, you can likely practice in your mind and force yourself to face those fears. But you can take CBT further too and impact on other areas of your life. Here are some good examples. If you're someone who struggles to get to sleep, then you'll know this can end up impacting on every other aspect of your life and leave you tired, stressed, and even unhealthy. The problem? Well, the later it gets, the more stressed and anxious you become. The solution is to apply a little CBT. This time, the focus is going to be on identifying your thought processes and then seeing what would be more useful in that given moment. The problem is trying to force yourself to sleep. When you do this, you create stress, and when you're stressed, you can't sleep. Instead, try reminding yourself that it doesn't matter if you get to sleep, as long as you're resting. Resting is good for you no matter what, so just lie down and enjoy being comfy. Focus on it, and you'll be asleep in minutes. CBT is incredibly effective for treating anxiety attacks. Somewhat ironically, one of the biggest dangers with panic attacks is that they make us stressed. Because we're stressed about anxiety, this makes us even more stressed and we work ourselves into a fluster that can end up with fainting and hyperventilation. The solution? You just have to acknowledge it for what it is and allow it to pass. Say, this is a panic attack, I must let it run its course, and then just allow it to happen. Go about your business as you normally would and don't try to do anything about it. You can also do something similar when trying to be less stressed generally, and especially when trying to calm yourself before an interview. Instead of worrying that you're stressed, just remind yourself that stress can be useful. Something else powerful you can use is to apply a gratitude attitude. This is like CBT, except in this case, you're not trying to combat a fear or stress. Instead, you're simply going to change your focus again, and this time you're focusing on what makes you happy and what you're grateful for. This is a great change because a lot of us are so caught up in everything that's wrong that we never think about how much is right. Take a moment at the end of each day and write down the things you're grateful for. Your partner, maybe. Your job. Your house. Your dog. The computer game you're playing. You know, there's so much to be happy about, but a lot of the time, we simply miss it. Take your new ability to change the way you think and focus on it. Suddenly, everything becomes happier. Finally, how about using CBT to enter flow at will? Remember what we said. Flow is a natural response to what your body and mind deem highly important stimulus. What defines the importance of the stimulus? Your interpretation of it. So remind yourself why this is important. Tell yourself you need to concentrate, make yourself excited, and engage.